This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders from around the Asia Pacific have condemned and called for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. They also pledged to steer the region's economies towards sustainable growth as they wrap up the summit meetings in Bangkok. Host Thailand managed to bridge divisions among the 21 members of the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, which includes Russia, by saying that most members had condemned the war. The statement acknowledged differing views on the situation. In other developments, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris exchanged brief remarks with Chinese President Xi Jinping before the final APEC meeting began, calling for both sides to keep lines of communication open.
The companies and economies in this region will find a United States that brings immense opportunities for growth. A United States that will uphold the rules of the road. And a United States that will help build prosperity for everyone.
Two American B-1B bombers have been redeployed to the Korean Peninsula to conduct joint drills. South Korea's military said on Saturday that it's in response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch the previous day. A video provided by the military, which Reuters cannot independently verify, showed South Korean F-35A fighters and U.S. F-16 jets escorting the B-1B bombers as they conducted joint drills. The military said the drill was held on Saturday and it was designed to improve their ability to quickly deploy deterrence assets from the United States. Negotiators at UN climate talks in Egypt say they have struck a potential breakthrough deal on the creation of a fund for compensating poor nations that are the most vulnerable to climate change, called loss and damage. This is VOA News. Closing arguments are being presented in the seditious conspiracy Oath Keepers trial in Washington. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The prosecution has made its closing statements in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates. A federal jury was told that the men discussed using violence to overthrow the results of the 2020 election. And when rioters started storming the Capitol, they saw an opportunity to do it. Assistant U.S. Attorney Catherine Ricozzi told jurors that Rhodes' own words show he was preparing to lead a rebellion to keep Democrat Joe Biden out of the White House. She said Rhodes and his co-defendants repeatedly called for a violent overthrow of the government. Rhodes' attorney sought to downplay the violent rhetoric as venting and insisted there was no agreement or conspiracy. Norman Hall, Washington.
After Attorney General Merrick Garland, named Jack Smith a war crimes prosecutor to serve as a special counsel to oversee the Justice Department investigations related to former U.S. President Donald Trump Friday, the former president called the appointment a rigged deal. Garland's announcement came 3 days after Trump, a Republican, announced he would run for president again in 2024. Garland said Trump's candidacy, as well as Democratic President Biden's stated intention to run for re-election, made the appointment of a special counsel necessary. Special counsels are sometimes appointed to investigate politically sensitive cases, and they do their jobs with a degree of independence from the U.S. Justice Department leadership. The retired Bishop of Albany, New York, is now asking Pope Francis to be removed from the priesthood. Emeritus Bishop Howard Hubbard announced that decision Friday in a statement. He has admitted to covering up for priests' sexual predation and has himself been accused of sexually abusing minors, and charges he denies. Hubbard said that he wanted to be returned to the lay state because he could not no longer function as a priest. U.S. church policy bars accused priests from ministry. Asking the Pope to be allowed to lead the priesthood is unusual, especially for a cleric who denies abuse allegations against him. Recapping our top story, leaders from around the world, the Asia-Pacific, have now condemned and called for an end to Russia's war in Ukraine, also pledging to steer the region's economies toward sustainable growth as they wrap up the summit meetings in Bangkok. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.